I think it's variations on a theme that's established quite early on. Which isn't really to say that there's a law of diminishing returns in James's stories. There are some, particularly of the later stories, stories like Warning to the Curious, for example, that are every bit as powerful and every bit as good as his earlier stories. But I think he established his template with his very earliest stories and continued to exploit that template, which is only to say that he was a genre writer. And again, many of us now, and as professional literary critic, I find myself having to think quite deeply about this. Many of us have the kind of training that expects great art to confront expectations, to overturn expectations, to question, to violate taboos, for example. And that's how you know, you're in the realm of great art. It's making it new. But there's also a great pleasure, and a pleasure that's never really been looked at closely enough, a great pleasure in reading generically. A pleasure, that is to say, in having your expectations not overturned, but confirmed, and confirmed precisely. And it hasn't struck me until you've asked this question, but now you come to mention it, a number of the writers that I'm most interested in are writers who continue to adopt and refine a formula. Much of the early part of my own professional career was taken up with working on Jane Austen. And Jane Austen is the classic one-plot novelist in the English language. But that doesn't mean that there's anything negligible about this or anything troubling about this. We simply have to understand the nature of the genre in which she is working. And the same is true with James, I think.